Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm reading the story I've been helping my son bathe. This will be updates 6 through 8, and it's written by user Bathing My Son, and this was posted in the r/incest subreddit. Hey, I didn't have an update yesterday because I had to work late and my son was already asleep by the time I got home. When I messaged him to let him know, he replied with, "Okay, I'll miss our shower. Love you." Which made me want to up and leave, but that's life sometimes. Tonight, however, we're back to our normal routine, but I got home a little earlier than normal from work. I decided tonight I would just forego all clothing in the shower. Sort of as a sorry for not being here for him last night, and sort of pushing the envelope more and more as we get bolder every day. He was on the couch when I got home, but jumped straight up, away, and said, "Ready?" I had to laugh at that. At least I can see he's getting some strength back. "Sure thing. Meet me in there. I'm gonna grab my towel." When I got into the bathroom, he wasn't in yet. Just had water running, waiting for me. Before he jumped in, I said, "Just so you know, I'm not going to be wearing the bikini anymore at all. It doesn't make sense to me now, I don't think. Are you okay with that?" He stared at the towel wrapped around my torso and said, "I don't see why that would be a matter, Mom." His words came out a little shaky. And I was nervous too, so that was comforting. With him still looking at me, I unhooked the towel and let it drop to the floor, giving him a full view of my naked body. "Oh, wow, Mom," I heard him whisper. "Thank you. Come on, let's get in. I'm getting cold." And I hustled him into the water. As I was washing his arms, he said very quietly, I didn't expect that, you know?" "What's that? Me being naked tonight?" "Well, yeah, that, and you're shaved. Oh my God." He was talking about my pussy. I collected myself and said, "I've been doing that for years. I prefer it that way. Do you like it?" He turned around to face me and said, "A lot. It's very pretty. I love it." Here come those butterflies again. "So you won't mind if I just don't wear the bottoms at all anymore?" "No, you can keep them off for now." I giggled at him and continued, washing his legs the same as usual, squatting down with his erection right in front of my face, and then moved on to washing his penis, staying down in the squat. I wanted so badly to give him release after he missed a session last night, so I looked up at him and said, "Do you need help with this again tonight?" "I do, yes." "I'd really help you. Want to go now? I can see you need it." "Okay, yeah, let's go." We jumped out, dried off, and I told him to sit on the couch again while I went to grab the lube. Walking over to him, I saw his eyes looking at me up and down, which honestly turned me on even more than I had already was. This time, however, before I knelt in front of him, he said, "Mom, you know, I didn't get to wash you tonight." "Well, you never really washed me," I laughed at him, "but I know what you mean. Here, I'll sit beside you and start tonight." I squished next to him on the couch, real tight, with our legs pressed together, and he put his hands on my breasts, squeezing and squishing them together. I just looked down and watched him work. My breathing slowly increased as I watched his penis twitch around while he fondled me. After a while, I had to regather myself. My head was going in all sorts of places. So I squeezed some lube onto my hands and leaned over to him to start stroking. He gasped loudly and I started doing long, soft pulls all the way from the tip to the base, both hands wrapped around him. We were both sort of gently moaning, and I realized his position wasn't going to be sustainable. It was too awkward to reach across him. "Hold on, baby. Just let me get down in front of you," I said to him before kneeling in front of him again. He sat back and looked at my hands sliding up and down his penis. Really quietly, I heard, "Can you talk about it, Mom?" from me above. "Talk about what?" "My cock. I really liked that last time." "Oh, of course, honey. How could I forget to compliment you on your beautiful cock? It's so big and thick. I just love it." This was met with long moan from him, so I continued. "It's just so juicy, honey. I can't believe how big you've gotten." And I stopped stroking to wiggle it in my hands and feeling its weight. "Baby," I half questioned, half moaned. "This lube is running out," I said, realizing I might need more. He grabbed the tube and went to hand it to me, but I just smiled at him and shook my head. I leaned right over his cock and let out some spit, which landed right on top of the head, and used that instead. The noise he made when I did that made me think he was going to come, but he just held it. Sounds like you like that. Oh God, Mom. I want to hear you say it. Tell me that you like me spitting on your cock. Ugh. I love it so much, Mom. I leaned in again, adding more spit, before jerking and becoming faster and faster. One hand fondling, moving between balls and crotch. He lasted longer tonight, but soon enough he said, "Oh my God, I'm gonna come. Come for me, baby. Come on, Mommy." Fuck. I'm getting into this. As soon as I said that, he exploded again, and I obviously wasn't ready, because it shot out toward me and some landed on my chin and the rest on my body. I started giggling really hard, watching his whole body twitch as he relaxed and slumped back down into the lounge chair, just letting his cum drip off me. I let him relax a little before grabbing his hands and leading him back into the shower to wash off. We embraced for a long time in the shower, again totally naked. And of course, this time his hands found their way all over my back and butt. He gave my forehead a little peck, which brought me a huge smile. And that was tonight. He really seems to like me dirty talking him a little bit, to be honest. I love it. It's just so thrilling. I can't really describe the feeling, but this is progressing, and I'm already really excited for tomorrow and the weekend now. Update number 8. Hey there. Just another update on tonight's shower, and things have progressed even further, which I'm really excited about. I like typing these updates so much, and I'm happy for the positive feedback that I've gotten from all of you. Anyway, let's get to it. When I got home, he was already waiting in the front room for me, which I thought was very cute. I love seeing him excited for our sessions. It's really validating. He looked up from his phone and said, "Ready?" with a smile. "Absolutely I am. Come on, let's go," I replied, and we walked into the bathroom together. Since we agreed there would be no more clothes anymore, I skipped the towel tease, and we just started undressing together while the water was warming up. Once fully naked, we hopped in together and I started washing him in the usual order. He was as hard as a rock the whole time, which is just normal now, it seems, probably because he knows what's coming. Tonight, though, I was more physical with him and how I washed him, getting in real close, half hugging, half washing. I had my boobs pressed right up against his back as I washed his stomach from behind, more embracing than washing. He leaned his head back while I was there and put it on my shoulder, just feeling my hands slide around his chest and lower stomach. We didn't talk the whole time, too focused on each other as my hands explored every inch of him. When it came time for his legs, I squatted down in front of him again, but tonight, I accidentally brushed my cheek across his penis. I looked up at him to see his reaction, but he just laughed, looking down at me, which I took as a great sign. I was done with his legs, and then I took his penis in my hands and washed that too. He was moaning while I was down there too, but neither of us said anything about it. I was too focused on the erection that was inches from my face. Whether subconsciously or not, I caught myself with my mouth hanging open, almost wanting for him to just push it in. It was then that I decided I didn't want to dry off and finish him on the couch again. I wanted it now, getting way too worked up today with the thoughts of what was going to happen obviously made me hornier than I thought. So from that position, after rinsing him off, I looked up at him and said, "Do you think it would be okay if I helped you from here? If you're not strong enough, then just tell me." "Well, I like this position and I'm already down here." "Yeah, sure, I'll be fine. Don't we need lube though?" "Well, I mean, I can just make my own," I said as I moved my head closer to his cock, spitting directly on it. "Just like that, see?" He moaned. "Oh God, I see. Can you do that again?" I leaned in and spat again, getting my saliva all over my hands and his cock. I started rubbing all around it, barely building him up slowly, knowing I was in total control. "Oh, Mom, this feels amazing. I know you like me talking about it, this big cock of yours. I'm so proud of you, baby." I needed more spit, but this time something came over me and I leaned in, putting my lips on his head, just touching the tip of my lips and bubbling some of it out. He moaned louder than I'd ever heard from him before when I did that, but I just looked up at him and smiled. Sounds like you like that." "Oh God, I did. Can you do it again?" Smiling up at him, this time I didn't break eye contact and leaned into his cock again, giving him a prolonged kiss. But this time I let my tongue poke out slightly from my lips and I gave the head a lick. Just a little one, but I saw his face change and his mouth open, knees buckling slightly, and I freaked out, not wanting him to fall over. I pulled my face back. I wanted to so badly just to start sucking him right there, but also had to be mindful of his condition and him collapsing onto the shower is my worst nightmare, so I held off. Maybe you like that a little too much, young man," I said flirtingly, trying to play the worry off. "Are you sure you'll stay standing when you come?" He was too focused on a reply. Just gave a positive sounding grunt, and I knew he was close. I spit onto my hands and started doing long two-handed strokes from tip to base, looking up at him as he looked down at me, watching his face squirm as I jerked him. "That's it, baby. Are you gonna come? I really want you to. Please come on, Mommy. I'm so ready, honey." This was met with a long, guttural groan, and he said, "Oh fuck, Mom, I'm so close." "That's right," I said, rubbing him with my hands. "Come for me, baby. Come in my mouth. I want to taste you so badly, baby. Please come in my mouth." That tipped him over the edge because he said, "Oh fuck," and not being able to help himself, I wrapped my mouth around the head of his cock and he came down my throat. It was a huge load, but I caught it all, not daring to spill anything. He was shaking so hard, I thought for sure I'd fucked up and he'd drop, but he'd held himself up as the orgasm went through him. Still, with his tip in my mouth, I looked up at him and giggled a bit before swallowing and standing up to hug him. He squeezed me so tight, just saying thank you over and over. I had to laugh. He looked so hopeless to do anything but give gratitude. "That was amazing, Mom. You're so good. I don't know how you do it." "Just put it down as experience," I laughed. "Hey, you still haven't washed me, you know. Would you still like to?" "Yeah, sorry, I just need a second." We stayed there hugging for another few minutes before he turned the shower back on and played with my boobs again with soapy hands. This started getting my breathing quicker, so I said, "Can you do my ass too? I'd really like that." He looked at me and smiled, then his arms moved around my sides till he had my butt in his hands. He just jiggled, squeezed, and played with it. So I said, "Not really a wash, but I approve." "You don't need to be shy around me anymore. If you want to touch me, I'm happy for you too." "Oh, Mom, you're actually the best." When he let me go, we turned the water off and got dressed again. I just put on a G-string and bra on, feeling clothing wasn't really necessary anymore, and we sat down for dinner. Just like normal, except with less clothing. So, a huge development tonight, but no more doing that in the shower. I'm just too anxious about him, naturally. Tomorrow, we'll stick to the couch, or maybe his bed, and I'll be more comfortable with him trying my mouth. I was so ready to do that for him, but my reasoning got the better of me tonight. But we still got something out of it. And now I'm even more excited for tomorrow, now that we've crossed that boundary. So that was really hot. Okay, so on to update number 9. Hey, I'm back once again. This time with a bit of a huge update and another boundary crossed, because it's the weekend. We were both home all day, which gave us plenty of time through the day to just hang out. Nothing really sexual happened throughout the day, except I decided not to wear any pants around the house, just choosing a G-string and a tank top without a bra. He was looking at me up and down constantly, which only served to warm me up for what happened tonight. We both knew what was coming, which added some tension, but we didn't act on anything until this evening. In and after the shower, it was really nice to be spending time with him during the day, just him and I, even if there was some lingering thoughts of what was to come. When it hit around 5 o'clock, as we were both lounging on the couch, he looked over at me and gave me a slight nod, knowing exactly what he meant. I nodded back, and we got up, walked toward the bathroom. He stripped off first and was hard as a rock, not at all unexpected at this point. But before jumping in, he turned around and watched me strip, giving him a slight smile. My breasts bounced as I took off my top, and my underwear hit the floor. Then we jumped in. I was so horny by this point, I thought I was going to explode. Normal routine ensued, me washing his extremities first. But before I could get down to wash his penis again, he turned around to face me and just started groping my breasts. He must have heard my breathing increase, because he asked, "Are you okay, Mom?" "Yes, baby, I'm fine. Better than fine, actually. Your hands feel really good on me." I took his erection in my hands as I said this, and we both stood face to face, touching and feeling each other's bodies. "I was really worried about you last night, honey," I said. "No more coming in the shower until you're better. I thought you were going to fall." "No, I agree. It feels better when I'm sitting down anyway." "Well, if you're ready now, let's go. I slipped from his grip, stepping out. We dried off, and he started walking toward the couch again, but I stopped him. Honey, do you want to maybe do this on my bed tonight? I think you'll be a lot comfier just laying down. I saw his eyes widen at this proposal, but he smiled and said, I'd really love that. We got into my bedroom and he laid down, penis pointing straight up. I really, really wanted him to touch me tonight after a full day of being worked up. So instead of getting down at the end of the bed, I stayed by his side to start. My butt within arm's reach of him. No lube again tonight, Mom.
No, I think we can leave it.
I can just make plenty of my own. And I leaned over his cock, letting some spit drip from my mouth right onto it. I took him in both hands. Long, slow strokes again. He groaned when I did this, and I looked up at the bed to see him staring right at my ass. Knowing this could be the moment I was waiting for, I pointed it toward him and slightly stuck it out, inviting him in a nonverbal way. He looked at me for a second before placing his hand on my cheek, grabbing slightly and pulling my cheeks apart. My head sunk, and I sighed as soon as he did that. And he reacted by letting me go, obviously thinking he had gone too far. What are you doing? Put that hand back there, I giggled at him. Giving him the green light, he retook my butt, sliding his hands across the cheeks, and I went back to focusing on my job. He needed more lube, so I leaned over again without thinking too much about it, wrapped my lips around the tip, and bubbled some saliva. The spit dripped down the length of his dick. Oh God, fuck, Mom, that's amazing, he said, and his hand squeezed my ass. Do you want more, baby? Tell me you want my mouth. I'm so ready for it. I want it, Mom, more than anything, I want it. Without saying another word, I leaned over, sticking my ass out toward his head and wrapped my mouth around his cock. Not just a kiss this time, but a mouthful. He groaned so loudly. I started bobbing my head, using both hands around it and my mouth at the same time. It was an unsustainable position, so I spat him out, crawled onto all fours down by his legs, and started again. I couldn't believe what I was doing, but it felt so good at the same time. His cock filled my mouth entirely. I couldn't force it all in, so I made do with my hands. I looked up at him and made eye contact, licking the tip while giving him long, hard strokes. I didn't even get a chance to dirty talk him because within a minute he said, "Oh God, Mom." And he came, only getting around half of it in my mouth. The rest went onto my face, which sent me into a giggle fit. Knowing I made him come that quick. Wow, sounded like you really like that, I said. God, Mom, I'm sorry. I wish I'd lasted longer. Don't worry, sweetie. There are plenty of time for more of that, if you're up for it. I got up and wiped him off my face before rejoining him in the bed, and we cuddled. He had his hand on my butt, and I nuzzled him to my chest, feeling more relaxed than I'd had in years. But I think I'll need my own release soon.